It is 84 degrees with some clouds here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Tennessee Republican Congressman Andy Ogles has lost his GOP primary despite backing from President Donald Trump. WPLN's Mariana Baca-Yao reports on the candidate who beat the incumbent.
A former Tennessee Agriculture Commissioner, Charlie Hatcher out-fundraised Ogles and received late-race endorsements from current and former Tennessee governors. Ogles had fended off a challenge from a better-funded opponent last primary, and he had received an early endorsement from Trump, who campaigned for him during early voting.
He's been a source of inspiration to a lot of people in Congress. They really respect him, and I respect him.
Ogles' defeat coincides with a recent dip in Trump's approval rating in Tennessee, falling 7 percentage points since November. While Hatcher raised more than Ogles, his cash on hand is dwarfed by his Democratic opponent this fall, Columbia Mayor Chas Mulder. He raised nearly twice as much as the GOP candidates combined. And he's benefited from support from the DNC as national Democrats see the seat as vulnerable. Mariana Baca-Yao, WPLN News.
Incumbent U.S. Senator Bill Hagerty will face a familiar Democratic challenger, Marquita Bradshaw, this fall. Hagerty faced no Republican challengers, has President Trump's endorsement, and his funding dwarfed all Democrats who haven't won a Senate election since Al Gore in 1990. Nashville golfers soon won't have to worry about the weather if they want to play 18 holes. City Golf USA is opening the nation's first full 18-hole indoor golf course in West Nashville. The venue, located near John C. Toon Airport, is the size of 3 football fields. Players first tee off on a golf zone simulator, but the rest of the course has real greens. The Nashville Business Journal reports a full round takes 2.5 hours. The COO of City Golf USA tells the Journal that Nashville was chosen for the first full indoor golf course because of its business climate, robust tourism economy, and enthusiastic support from the golfing community. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.